Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. What I want to do in today's training is share my top 10 MLM retention tips. In case you don't know what retention is, it's basically the number or the percentage of people that you keep in your business after they join. So of course, not everybody's going to stay. Some people are going to join and fizzle out quickly. Some people, they might be excited for 90 days and then drop out. Some people are going to be with you for a year or two and then drop out, but a lot of people are also going to stay. Now, recruiting is just the first step in network marketing. If you don't retain people, you're basically busy getting nowhere fast. The real money and the residual income comes from repeat orders. The real money or the real profit in any business comes from repeat orders, typically not the first transaction. Also, you're never going to retain everyone, and that's okay. Your objective is to retain the right people. Your objective is to try to make sure everyone has a good experience, whether they stay or whether they leave. But keep in mind, we are a business of attrition. All businesses lose customers. All businesses lose employees. This is normal in any business. So let's get into it with my top 10 retention tips. And these are in no particular order. The first one is just be kind. Be nice to people. Don't treat people based upon their performance. Be a good human being. Treat people with dignity and respect. Don't belittle people for not performing. Don't play favorites. Just be nice to everybody. You would be amazed at how that would make people feel and what that will do for your retention. Some leaders, they badmouth or they talk down to people because they're not performing. That's crazy. You need everybody on your team. This is a team sport, so make sure you're nice to everybody. Number two, you want to create a team culture. Your culture is basically the atmosphere in your team. Is it positive? Is it uplifting? Is it based on personal development? Are people happy to be part of your team? Think of a work environment that you've been in as an employee before that was toxic. You probably had a bad leader. You probably had a very negative work atmosphere. You don't want to have those things in your network marketing team. You want a culture that's so strong that even if people decide to stop doing the business, they still want to stay active in the team because they get value from it. Number three, recognition and contests. Babies cry for it. Grown men die for it. Recognition is important. As a leader, you need to find ways to recognize just about everything, even the smallest of things. When someone does their first home party, when someone sells their first product, when someone gets their first no, when someone has their first person drop out, when someone signs up their first person. All of those are things you need to recognize people for because people need recognition. It's important. Most people don't get feedback at their job or in their relationships unless they mess up. Another thing is contests. You can hold contests in your team. You want to have contests for your high performers, but you also want to have contests that everybody has a chance to win. So make sure you do a mixture of both. Number four is tools and resources. You want to provide business tools and resources for your team to make building the business easier for them. So you want to have some standardized training. If you have email messages written or if you have landing pages created, any kind of tool or resource, maybe example drop cards, example postcards that you can share with your team, that's going to help with retention a lot. The next one is mentoring and coaching. Ideally, you want to do your mentoring and coaching in a group setting, not a lot of one-on-one time, but you want to have a Facebook group for your team. You want to do weekly training, weekly webinars that people can plug into because most people coming into this industry have never done sales before. They've never been an entrepreneur before. And this is a whole new way of thinking for them. And it's our job as leaders to teach them. The next thing you can do, tip number six for retention, is to help people break even. If you can help people earn enough money to cover the cost of their monthly purchase, they're going to stick around pretty much forever. So you want to help as many people as possible make enough to get their products for free. That's going to keep people in the business. That's going to help a lot. Next is realistic expectations. Your job as a leader is to make sure that your people have realistic expectations based upon their skills, based upon their work ethic and their time commitment they're going to give to their business. Some people join our industry with crazy expectations. They never owned a business before. They've never earned even $5,000 a month in a job before, but they think they're going to make $10,000 or $20,000 a month in this business working an hour a month. Your job is to relay to your people what realistic expectations are and then to help them create a plan based upon their goals, their skills, and the time they have available. Number eight is training and meetings. Training and meetings are important in this industry. They're the glue that keeps everything together. Now, some people really focus on live events, and I think live events are good. They have value, but at a minimum, you want to do some type of weekly conference call or webinar for your team that people can plug into so that they feel like they're part of something and they're staying or they're having the business in front of them at least once a week. Because let's face it, life gets in the way for most people. Most people are building the business by themselves, isolated in their own homes. So you got to have a way for people to get connected with other people. Number nine is a simple system. You need a system for your team to follow, a way to get leads, a way to launch your business, a way to train your team members. The system is the solution. People will mess things up. People will let you down, but a system will solve most of those problems. And finally, number 10, you need to have leadership and personal development, not just for yourself, but you need to have a plan to teach your people leadership, to get your people to start working on their own personal development. I learned in Amway, which was my first network marketing company, is the purpose of their system was to keep people in the business long enough until they made the decision to build the business. That's what you want to do with your personal development. You want your people working on their own belief, working on their skills, working on their attitude until they become ready in their own mind or confident or comfortable in their own mind to go out and start building a business. So these are my top 10 retention tips. I'm sure there's other tips as well. I would love to hear your thoughts. You could leave a comment below with some of your best retention tips. I'd love to know what you think. I appreciate you watching today's training. In the description box below this training, we have links and helpful resources to help you grow your network marketing business. Also, if you could like, comment, and subscribe, that would help my channel out a lot. I would really appreciate it. We post a new reel and a new video every single day, so make sure you check out the other videos that we have here on our channel. And with that, I hope you have a great day. Thanks again for watching, and I'll see you at the top.